You're listening to the Batuta Advocates Weekly News Wrap on Desert Rock FM 96.5.
G'day, I'm Bruce Hitchcock, and you're listening to the Weekly Batuta News Bulletin, brought to you by Australia's favourite chocky bicky, Tim Tam. Grab some Tim Tams for the chance to snag a golden Tim Tam packet and win one of three wishes worth $100,000. Here are some of the top stories from the Batuta Advocate, Australia's oldest and most respected newspaper. First up, and Malcolm Turnbull has enjoyed a 440 milliliter can of Monster energy drink and a ciggy over Smoko this week. Turnbull has confirmed to us that it was an attempt to understand the common man. The PM made the decision to enjoy Smoko after seeing a group of tradesmen enjoying their morning break around Parliament House. He said to our reporter after sparking up a ciggy,
"Oh yes, I can see the attraction in that now. Marvellous. I haven't felt so in touch with the nation since I went to Lou Reed back in 2004. Walking on the wild side I am, Lou. Valet, my friend."
Ryan Nichols from the Flight Path District commented on our story, asking when Turnbull will be trading in the leather jacket for a flat cap with UNIT emblazoned across the front. In other federal news, if you thought Peter Dutton was playing around, well, you were wrong. The Home Affairs Minister has shown the nation that he's dead serious about finding these missing African athletes by enlisting Dog the Bounty Hunter to track the AWOL Commonwealth Games participants down. The dog emerged on his motorbike, clutching a sawn-off shotgun in one hand and a bottle of Jim Beam in the other. The dog then raced up to the press conference at full throttle, casting the bourbon to hell along the way. Then he shot an ABC journalist in the chest just because he fucking could. High-fiving Dutton as he walked up to the mic in front of the camera, Dog cleared his throat and put the gurgling, writhing, taxpayer-funded reporter out of his misery with a single shot to the back of the head. He then shouted,
"Beware of the dog.
Dutton left shortly after the shooting, in a press conference that will be sure to send shockwaves through much of the media community. Elsewhere around the nation, and Melbourne has installed snowmaking guns around the CBD in its latest push to be more European. The Advocate can reveal the decision to put these snowmaking devices in the heart of Australia's second most European city, behind Burnie, was made by a consortium of CBD business owners hell-bent on stealing the crown from the Tasmanian fishing village. An owner-operator of a 24-hour book and bicycle shop on Lonsdale Street spoke to our reporter about the plans. He said,
"We all got together one night. Around 4 a.m, we had a pizza and a bottle of Malbec, and we lamented on the fact that it doesn't snow here in Melbourne like it does with other, more cosmopolitan cultured centres."
Young Pauline Catt from the latte-loving Southern City commented on the story, saying she knows which 24-hour book and bicycle shop started the whole thing. She said it was the one where she bought her recycled bamboo bike and often visits at 3 a.m. to read Camus. Now, spoiler alert, the next new Avengers film features a hero who uses a keep cup. While fans of the Marvel Cinematic Universe remain shook over the ending of Avengers Infinity War, a recent leak has revealed the next Avengers film will feature a new hero whose power is using a keep cup when he orders coffee. Reaction from the comic book community has been mixed, with diehard fans hoping this new character will stay true to the storyline and the original comics where the anti-hero known as the Keep Cupper struggles with his battle against smugness and keeping his cup clean between uses. One comic fan told us that he hopes Marvel will draw inspiration from the early 90s Keep Cupper series, where he tries to save refugees fleeing a war-torn country by talking about it, or when he asked the Avengers to sponsor him for the 40-hour famine. Back home in Batuta now, and a mature-age student has managed to survive an entire lecture without asking a single question. The 46-year-old Bachelor of Arts student, Graham Trevett, said that for once he didn't question the lecturer because he'd found the professor actually knew more than he did. In the sporting world, and Queensland State of Origin coach Kevin Walters has admitted to our reporters that he may as well fucking retire now too. The successor of the Grade 8 straight coach that was Mal Meninga sat down with our reporters in an exclusive interview after the Cameron Smith news, telling them that he's thinking about calling it a day. He said,
"Yeah, look, Cronk on Thursday last year, Smith this week. Billy can't even walk through the security screening at the airport without setting it off. You know, Sam Thaiday called me just before. He told me he can play hooker and would be a good utility player. These next few months are going to be tough. I think I could be done with the Maroons."
Dave McPherson, a reader obviously from down south, left a comment on our story asking who'd be refereeing Origin now that Smith is retired. Righto, Dave, you fucking sore loser. Anyway, that's it for the news wrap this week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in order to get your weekly fix of real, unfiltered, and unwavering regional news. And make sure you grab a packet of Tim Tams to be in the running to find the golden Tim Tam pack and win 3 wishes worth $100,000. Go to the Tim Tam Facebook page and find clues on where the next golden Tim Tam pack will show up. Until next week, I'm Bruce Hitchcock.